This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A wildfire has closed I-70 in Eagle County on the western slope around Walcott. Evacuations are in place north of the interstate. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office is calling the blaze the Red Canyon Fire and say it is rapidly advancing. A Type 1 helicopter is on scene. Smoke and flames could be seen from the highway earlier today. That I-70 closure is at about mile markers 147 to 157 with a detour along U.S. 6, which runs parallel to the highway, but officials say avoid the area. CPR News is following this developing story. Find updates at cpr.org. Colorado has released a new public dashboard of funds that are either threatened or have been eliminated as the Trump administration seeks to shrink the size of the federal government. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis said the president is trying to rip away local and state funding for things like cybersecurity and public safety, and the dashboard will help increase transparency and accountability. The dashboard also estimates the impact of the Republican reconciliation bill moving through Congress. Colorado has joined a number of lawsuits to try and protect federal funding for things like behavioral health resources and wildfire prevention. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Loveland Pass has been deemed safe to travel again by the Colorado Department of Transportation following a landslide on Sunday. According to a release from CDOT, 92 tons of mud and silt were removed. The slide itself was estimated to be 100 feet wide and 20 feet deep. The pass reopened to all vehicles this afternoon. This is CPR News.